4, DJC.
DJC, KF4, NXY, David.
Hey, David, how are you doing today?
Pretty good. I'm back here in my little radio room on the computer. I'm kind of looking around for a new riding mower. Did some serious damage to the one I got.
But you might as well get out to be checked, but because they're getting already too expensive. I bought my last one a number of years ago. Our lawn is just kind of tough on my mowers anyway, so I had to replace a deck on it one time, and I said after that, I said, I'm going to just pay somebody to cut it. I got somebody to cut it cheap enough where I can afford not to have to deal with that riding mower and weed eating and all that other business.
I did that for a while, but and I was getting them to cut it every 2 weeks, and it started getting pretty pricey. My first lawnmower man, he developed skin cancer, and he couldn't cut it anymore. And the next lawnmower man did a good job, but he was a good bit more pricey. So I've gone with, I got somebody I pay to do the weed eating, and I cut the rest of it with the turn on a dime.
My yard's only about a half an acre or so, and I don't have any trees in it. So it's pretty easy to cut, but it slopes pretty heavily, and it's just kind of rough on a mower. After we get all the trees down, it wouldn't be. We had all the hickory nuts and stuff like that next door to us, and they finally cleared the lot off and got most of that out of the way now, so it'd be easier, but my arm just can't take it, and my shoulders can't take it anymore to have to deal with even with a zero turn. And the hours is really, like I said, it's big enough for a rider, but the kind of rider I'd have to be comfortable cutting it would be, it'd be $4,000 probably, I guess. More money than I care to spend on one.
Yeah, anymore, it's a pretty serious investment. It's about like going out and buying a new car.
Had a Cub Cadet, and I kept it for quite a few years. It was only a 15 horsepower, though, but it had a Kawasaki twin in it. But it just didn't have, it was just a regular, garden-type tractor, more than a zero turn. My neighbor across the street from me is a good bit older. He's older than I am, probably about 5 years, and he's got a Cub zero turn. He likes pretty well, but, I just didn't have good luck out of this last Cub Cadet. It was, I don't have a trailer or anything to haul out to have the service, everything serviced. It cost me $250 to get somebody here to do service on it, and it was just a pain in the, what to deal with. If I had a truck or a trailer or something, it'd been a whole lot easier, and I'm just not able to do the work on it myself anymore.
Yeah, well, I was talking to somebody a while ago here on the repeater, and I was telling him that when it comes to me doing mechanical stuff, a lot of times I do more damage than good. I work with the saying where I'm not paying somebody to turn the screw. I'm paying somebody that knows which screw to turn, which nut to tighten, and how much to tighten it. And I'm paying for their expertise, and I just them go ahead and do that.
I could work on stuff years ago when it was a lot simpler, but all the electronics on them now is just a little bit, beyond what I can do and beyond my physical thing. I had neck surgery a number of years ago, and I just don't have the strength in my arms and shoulders anymore like I did once. And it makes it real hard if you get down, low to the ground working on something. But used to do a lot of it. I mean, I didn't, I could work on lawnmowers, just simple stuff, simple engine work, stuff like that. But they're so expensive. I'd be afraid to touch one of them. It's kind of like me working on the car. I could do more damage than I could do good on one.
Indeed. Well, you have a good afternoon, and if you're out there in hydrated and try and find a shady spot. And I'm going to get back to shopping around. I'm kind of leaning toward a Cub Cadet I saw at Tractor Supply down there in Greenwood, but haven't decided yet. You have a good day. I'll talk at you a little later. KF4NXY, I'll be clear on your final.
Good enough, David. Hope you have good luck with it. Like I said, I had a time with mine, but mine was just because of, mine was more because the yard is so rough and have trouble with belts and beating the deck to death and that sort of thing. Otherwise, I mean, it cracked. You know, it, I didn't have any mechanical, I didn't have any engine trouble with it at all. It was a good, it was as good engine-wise as anything I'd ever owned. The zero turn next door, a guy's got the zero turn cup he loves. His, he, I think he just does it. I think he plays on it as much as he cuts, because he cuts it about every three days, I think. I guess he just likes to burn gas. But good luck with you. Good luck with shopping, and hope you find one you want at a good price. And talk to you later. N4DJC, clear.